10-year-old boy. Slowly, carefully, ankle deep in water, cool mud holds his bare feet. The smell of sunshine and oak and hay and red worms and water and fish. The familiar sounds of central Louisiana envelop him. Crickets, crows, doves cooing. He is intent, focused, peering beneath the water's surface, seeking out the places they might be. Predator stalking predator. He is hunter, tan, lean, carrying his primitive tools. Cane pole cut, trimmed, line, hook, can of worms dug from the hill. Worm sacrificed, pierced through with hook. He swings a practiced, perfect arc. Glop! The worm sinks before its prey. His heart pounds, excitement, an eye for any sign. At one with his tools, the cane and line and hook, now part of him. It extends him, makes him powerful. He now can reach into the water where they are. The slightest bump and movement of the line. Wait, wait, he tells himself. A lesson hard learned. He must succeed. He told his mother that he would provide. His hopes and his still innocent pride hung on that promise. Blood rushing, he grips the cane, watches the line straighten. Now quickly and with an authority beyond his years, he sets the hook. He feels the fierce, undulating weight at the end of himself. Cane arched, line stretched, tension, but not too much. Give, take, don't force it. She will come if you're patient, he told himself. The battle raged until she weakened and surrendered. And she was glorious. His little heart soared at the conquest. His excitement, his trembling hands claimed her. And he turned toward home, quest fulfilled. As he entered the kitchen, the fragrance of frying potatoes and onions and pickles filled his lungs. He grinned as he held up his prize to her. She smiled, loving the boy, and he was in rapture. Lifted up, hints of manhood pulsing through his veins. She was his world. And she believed in him. Very, very groovy.